My name is Grace, and I'm going to be interviewing my neighbor today.
My name is Patty Burke.
And it's November 25th, 2018, and we're in Fairfax, Virginia. Okay. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Excuse me, my childhood was of a military family. I grew up all over the place. I started off on the West Coast, went to Okinawa for a while, came back, came to the East Coast here. And then we eventually, my father retired in Jacksonville, Florida.
We were kind of like a military family too. We moved like every 2 years. It's kind of hard. Yeah. If you can meet your teenage self, what would you tell them?
I would tell them to stop trying to be as popular as what you wanted to be. Back in the day, the only way to survive was to try to be as popular as you can.
Right.
As it is not now, these days.
Yeah, that's good. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
The school wasn't great for me. I wasn't a bad student. There were some classes that I liked, but when you went to school in the 60s, you had reading, writing, and arithmetic. And you had no other things to take. Except for home ec shop. It was very strict back then, so there was no really way of, if you had an outlet of some sort or you enjoyed something a little bit more, there wasn't a way of doing it.
Right. There wasn't like other classes like we do now. Yeah.
Not at all.
It seems tough.
It was. It was, you know, you had to simply read and you wrote. And you did arithmetic, but if you had any problems with it, there was no place to go.
Right.
So your parents kind of blamed you if you could not keep up with schoolwork.
What did you do during summer vacations?
Summer vacations were mostly spent traveling the country to get back to family. My father's family lived in Wyoming at the time, and my mother's family lived in Iowa. So we always took road trips, and at that time the toll roads were just beginning. The across the country toll roads, they were brand new back in that those time. Back roads were very common, but you didn't really want to try. It took quite a long time to travel back roads. So that's what we did. And then my father took up boating later in life, and we learned how to water ski, and that turned out to be a lot of fun. We went to a lot of state parks, to great big huge lakes, and water skied and boated.
I've never water skied before.
It
I want to try.
So much fun.
I see people doing it in like movies, and it looks so fun.
It is.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
There wasn't much to state what was allowed for women to do back at the time. You either became a secretary, you became a teacher. Pretty much that was all that that women could do, because they were expected to get married and take care of the family, and your career was always second to the man. So there wasn't much to be offered. What I really wanted to do was I wanted to go into learning how to run a zoo and be a vet, but there was no way my father would allow me or the school would allow me, or they said it's not for women to do. So that dream kind of got crushed.
Right. I love animals too.
I do too, as you well know.
Yeah, my mom's allergic to dogs, so we can't have any.
But
I love them so much. Did you have any jobs as a teenager, and what were they?
I did have a couple jobs as a teenager. My first job was working at Sears in their catalog department. People would call in and order things, and you would take the order. It was very manual at the time. You would take the order, and then you would take it downstairs and get the order going for them. It would, they'd have to come pick it up at the store.
There's no mailing or anything.
There wasn't. I did that. I worked, I didn't work much after that. Oh, I was a waitress.
Ah.
I was a waitress in college. That was how I paid for my college.
My mother was a waitress in college too.
Yes.
Yeah. She didn't like it very much.
No, but it did pay for my college education, because college education wasn't $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year.
Yeah.
1 year with board was $3,000.
Oh.
So I could afford to pay it. And then my parents only gave me $75 a month to live off of.
Sounds tough.
It seemed tough, but back at the time, I graduated in 1970, it didn't cost a lot of money to do things like it does now. Right. You know, cars, my first car only cost me $2,500, brand new.
Oh.
And it was a Datsun, which is now Nissan.
Oh.
It used to be called Datsun. It's called Nissan now.
Yeah.
So the only thing that I was not allowed to do was to buy it on my own. I had to have my father buy it for me because, again, back in the day, this is my biggest beef, is the fact that women could not buy things on their own or have credit cards on their own or anything like that. You had to, like, my first marriage ended in 1985, and I couldn't buy myself a new car. They would only allow me this one particular car. It was a Honda, and it had to be stick shift. So I had to learn how to do stick shift. It's the only car that they would, and it was a very basic model, because I didn't have credit cards in my name or a husband.
Yeah.
It was so different back in the day.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago that, you know, it was in the 90s. Things started to change a little bit, but you know, you guys are so lucky. You guys could be astronauts and physicists and mechanics if you wanted to be, mathematicians. You couldn't even go into accounting. I mean, you can go into accounting, but you could never be a CPA. Nobody would hire you.
We've come a long way.
It has, yeah. Which I'm sadly, I wish, I always tell the kids nowadays, go for the gold. Do what you can and find your dream. Because even jobs nowadays are changing into even futuristic type of jobs.
Right.
That I can't imagine, you know, that was not even on the board back when we were, you know, you became a history major or you became, you know, something like that, but nothing.
Yeah. My mom tells me stories about when she was younger, and she's like, oh, we didn't even have cars, we just rode bikes everywhere.
And that's true.
Yeah.
That when I was younger, and it was funny, is there was a time that I grew up in Fairfax City, between 4th grade through 8th grade, and we rode our bikes all over Fairfax City. Nowadays, you wouldn't dare ride bikes on those, you know, on 236 or any of those roads. And but you did then, or you walked to the stores where we're 2 or 3 miles away.
Yeah.
And I walked at least a mile and a half to my elementary school. You wouldn't let any second grader walk 2.5 miles.
Probably not.
To an elementary school. So things were just a big difference.
It's much safer, I assume.
It like was a little, we didn't know about stranger danger.
Yeah.
We didn't know that, even though it happened very, very seldom as compared to nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Thinking of the jobs you've held, which one was your favorite?
Well, I ran medical practices most of my career.
Oh.
I did a lot of billing. I did a lot of hiring, firing, and I ran the office and set up the practice. I think setting up a practice was much more fun, and it really paid the bills then.
Yeah.
And now I shouldn't say just a biller, but that's my job now as I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm.
3 days a week I bill for practice.
All right.
And still make decent money, but you know, nothing like it used to be in the glory days of, of taking care of a huge practice.
Yeah.
And hiring and making sure that the practice ran and you put the policies in play and the, you know, we went from being manual to computers. That was a big deal back in the 90s.
It probably still is now.
It's more elaborate with it, you know, because now you have the medical records and such on. Mm-hmm. You didn't get medical records. You only had the accounting
on
paper and then on the computer, but that was it that they held.
Yeah.
Oh, it was...
cool.
Still wanted to be a vet, but
what lessons has working taught you?
It taught me not to put it first in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Always make sure your family and your friends come first. Don't, if you make it a career, it's a part of you, don't make it the whole of you. Bragging about it or showing, you know, what you can do and what, you know, and making it your life, you're going to end up lonely. And at the very end, you're not going to have anything.
It doesn't matter in the end.
Doesn't matter. But family and friends do.
Right.
And that's what I've learned the most. I mean, I was single for a long time, having one child.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd be great in the career and go forth, and I lost out on a lot of upbringing with my son, who's now 36. But I, you know, I missed the first day of first grade and first day of kindergarten, and I missed a few things that I wish I could get back.
Did you play any sports?
The only sports that we're allowed to play back at that time is you could play field hockey, but you couldn't make it a career. And you could play a little bit of basketball, and you could play a little bit of volleyball. I really liked tetherball.
Mm-hmm.
And I did play some basketball and some field hockey in school, but I didn't do well in it. I'm not a big sports person.
Were there like any high school teams? And
not for girls. Oh. Only for boys back then.
Right.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it is. Sounds bad. I love playing sports for my school.
Well, you know, I'm glad you didn't grow up in the 60s and 70s. You wouldn't have.
Do you have a favorite sports team that you like?
No, not really.
You don't really watch sports. I don't really do that either.
I don't watch sports very much, no.
Can you tell me about your parents?
Oh, yeah. My dad was a retired captain. He flew planes during the war. He was in Korean War. He flew planes. And then he became a CEO
mm-hmm.
of bases. You know, he was like the top dog in the bases before he retired. He took care of the bases. That was his career. My mother's career was basically a housewife.
Mm-hmm.
She raised 4 children. And then she became, she worked in a medical office for a while in her 60s before she, I should say, my father told her she had to retire.
Oh.
So that's what they did. So I used to, you know, never a babysitter, always had my mother around.
Yeah, me too. I never had a babysitter.
Yeah.
I liked it that way. It was nice.
Well, apparently, I mean, like my grandchild now is doing really well at a sitter's, and she's learned a lot. She seems happy, but, you know... I was grateful that I had I had 3 years before I had to go back to work with my son. So that was nice.
Yeah, like when they're especially younger.
Oh, yeah.
My mom, she quit her job for me.
yeah, why not?
Yeah. She, like, she had her job when I was first born, and, like, she would leave me at a daycare at, like, only a few months, and she felt, like, bad every day, so then she quit and stayed home with
and
me.
And stayed home.
Yeah.
If you can do it, God bless that you can. Because it was really funny is that all of a sudden your world was always, your mom was always at home. Mm-hmm. And then as you grew older and things changed, all of a sudden nobody stayed home became, you know, you had to have two people to pay mortgages and rents. And all the kids went off to daycare.
Yeah. Can you tell me about the love of your life?
Yes. He was an electrical engineer, worked in at Jacksonville at the Navy base, and then we broke up after 3 years.
Oh.
He was one I really wanted to marry and to settle down with, and it never happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Life turns out good.
Yeah. It sure does. Can you tell me about one of the most important people in your life?
One of the most important person in my life. I didn't get to know my dad very well. However, he instilled upon me work ethics.
Right.
That got me through some of the hardest things I had to do. And what was most important when bad times hit, mm-hmm. and how to function. So I have to say, I guess my dad, even though he never knew it until the very end, that he was like very important to me.
Right. What is your favorite time of the year?
Spring.
Spring?
I love spring. Like when the trees start blossoming and you start going from being a little cool to a little warmer in the, and then it gets a little cool at night. That's my favorite time.
Do you not have allergies? Because I have allergies.
I do have allergies. However, that still is.
Yeah.
You know, it's even rough on my husband, but it's so pretty.
It is.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite holidays, and what do they mean to you?
Favorite holidays. It used to be Christmas, but Christmas isn't my favorite anymore. I kind of like right now 4th of July because you can be outdoors.
Right.
You can go swimming, you can do almost anything on that holiday. Yeah. It's not so traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I like 4th of July.
Do you watch the fireworks?
I don't usually. I'm usually in with my dogs who are so afraid of the fireworks. But I, you know, I kind of watch them on TV. I've seen them, you know, over Washington so many times. It doesn't really matter. But I like the freedom that it gives me, a day off to do whatever I want to do, mm-hmm. go wherever I want to go, have a picnic, not have a picnic, eat whatever I want, you know. You're not sitting at a table like Thanksgiving and stuff. Like, you can be with family, you can be with friends. It doesn't really matter with that holiday. It's just fun.
Yeah, it is. We used to have, like, festivals, 4th of July festivals.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the food trucks would come, and we'd always have fun. Yeah. what is it? What are your most memorable moments during the 4th of July?
Well, I remember when my husband's family, or mother and dad was alive. They used to come to our house. Greg was real, about 5 or 6. And we lived over in Greenbrier.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Greenbrier used to put on a spectacular 4th of July party, festival, the whole thing. And they used to come, and when I lived there, it was like almost right across the street, so we didn't have to go anyplace. So we just walked and had a great time at the festival. That was fun. And then on 4th of July, my sister was up, and we took her kids and my kid, and the dogs, and we went up to the Shenandoahs.
Oh.
That was a lot of fun.
It's pretty there.
Yeah.
My dad likes to go when the leaves start to fall.
Oh, he likes the fall.
Yeah, and we can like hike up the mountains, so yeah, it's pretty.
Did you ever go down to the falls?
Yeah, we did.
Oh my gosh, that's a ways down, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He likes it a lot. He goes like every year.
Oh my goodness. Do you guys go too?
Yeah, we go along. They have like a lot of activities around there, so yeah, we do that. Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
It has been different because I didn't want to be in business.
Right.
I wanted freedom to go places and do things and to work at zoos all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I was really in love with tigers at the time.
I like lions. They're my favorite. I love them so much.
And that's what I really wanted to do. But when I found out in my senior year that there was no chance of it, it was kind of, so what do I do now? And I just kind of fell into secretarial work and mm-hmm. then on to medical.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite. It's not something, oh, I want to be do it. It just was.
It just happened, I guess. Can you share some important lessons you've learned in life?
Like I said, don't make your job the only thing in life that it's worth it. Make sure you spend good quality time with your family. And I'm talking about when in the future when you get married, and or if you don't get married, you have a partner, if you decide to have children, give yourself that break.
Right.
I would say see the world when you're young. Don't see it when you're older. Because when you're young, you can enjoy it a lot more. My son said at one point, Mom, if you want to go to Hawaii, because you'll never have another chance again if you don't.
Right.
If you have that chance, do it. And get involved with what you want to do, not what somebody tells you to do, or not because it's easy to do, but something that you want to do and be proud of it, whether it's like sustainable farming or, working with chemicals and making sure the world is, you know, without chemicals, and things just kind of develop and go well if you follow with what you want to do. But just take time for yourself. Don't get so massively involved in it. You know, give yourself that balance.
Thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice that you would like to share with them?
I really don't know. I haven't really looked into the future that much. All I know is the same thing as what I told you, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Go into something you want to do, not with what somebody tells you to do, and make yourself happy. Don't make somebody else happy because it doesn't work.
Okay.
If you're happy with the person you're with, that's fine. But if it turns sour, go. Don't be afraid to jump. Don't be afraid of, and I'm not just saying you, but to the, learn to be your own person.
Right.
To be able to sustain your life and what you want to do and make good of what you want.
That was good advice. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
So that was all 20 questions.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I don't know how good it'll be, but
it was really good.